Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of BlockHash, Exploring the Blockchain, episode 374. Today we'll be talking with a developer advocate from Cartesi, Joao. Cartesi is using application-specific rollups. We'll be talking about that within the episode, coupled with Linux to transcend traditional EVM limitations, things that hold back developers using the Ethereum blockchain that you can now override by going through Cartesi, and allows for so much more creativity and development and scalability. So we're going to be covering that particularly in this episode, learning more about Cartesi and how you can take advantage of it as a developer. So be sure to stay tuned for the full episode and make sure to check out all the links for Cartesi down below. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of BlockHash, Exploring the Blockchain, episode 374. Today, I have Joao here to talk about Cartesi. He is a developer advocate, I believe, for Cartesi. And we're going to be talking specifically about application-specific rollups and how Cartesi is helping to transcend traditional problems and issues that have occurred with EVM, and also talking about how they integrate things like Linux into what they do, solving those problems. So, Joao, welcome to the show. Super happy to have you here and talking about Cartesi today. How you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm good. I'm very happy to be here. And first of all, wow, production here, amazing. I really like the whole environment, the system. It's so cool.
Thank you, man. We put a lot into it. Before we get started, tell us more about yourself. I'm sure people are going to be very curious to who you are, what you've done, and you know what your kind of role is working with Cartesi.
Okay, so besides a very traditional nerd, right, into Lord of the Rings and Dungeons and Dragons, right now I'm a developer advocate at Cartesi. I actually took a long while to hop into this blockchain world, and I took my undergrad courses in computer science and information systems back in Brazil. And I've studied a lot of Web2. I've worked on Web2. I made some friends who were already very into Web3. But I started on startups. Then I went to this consulting company called PSR. It's a consulting and solution development company where one of the solutions actually was fungible token solution for carbon credit and green energy credit. And then I had to learn a lot about blockchains and how they work. And you know, once the bug bites, it's hard to let go. But yeah, so the next step for me were for sure coming into Cartesi. It's a great experience here. It's amazing to be here. And what I do here is basically, as a developer advocate, who sometimes they call developer evangelists or developer relationship, I really like developer relationship. The goal is to bring people in by creating doing workshops, creating content, explaining how to use the tech, participating in events, guiding users through hackathons, documentations, manuals, all these sort of things.
What was attractive for you about Cartesi, you know, coming to work with them as a developer advocate?
They're different than every other company. At first, the solution that I told you I worked on before joining Cartesi, after a while, I realized that if I had used Cartesi, it would have been so much easier. And then I started researching it. And the thing is, it empowers developers to do whatever they want and to implement all the knowledge they gathered through years and years in one single place with one single tech. It's actually amazing because when we talk about what is Cartesi, right? Although the motto, the app-specific rollups with Linux runtime, there is a lot going on in this sentence. But the crucial thing is you can develop for blockchain with any language and any stack you want. So you can use Go, you can use Python, you can use JavaScript, C++, and everything that comes with it to develop to the blockchain. It's a great experience. So, and this opens so many paths and so many ways for you to do stuff that it's just unimaginable.
What are some of those things that it opens up that allows you to do? What are some of the missions or goals here with Cartesi?
Okay, so we strive for these two things. The first one is this capability of doing everything you always wanted with all the tooling that you wanted. And the second one is it's the first part of the sentence, right? It's app specific. That means you don't have to compete with the rest of the blockchain for computational resources. So in the EVM, everyone is running all the applications, everyone is validating all the applications. And that takes a toll on the environment because it gets more expensive, it gets slower, everything's harder. If you do app specific, that means that every node that's running the application, in our case, this will be the Cartesi nodes with the Cartesi machines, they are focused only on running a specific application. So there's no competition, which means it's faster, it's less expensive.
I know that you guys also implement Linux as well into, solving some of these issues. Tell me a bit more how that works with the Cartesi virtual machine. Is that, the ability for developers to build using Linux, or is it integrated in other ways?
Yeah, exactly. So the way we do it is this RISC-V machine that I talked about. When you are developing an app, when you're deploying an app with Cartesi, for example, what you're doing is you're picking a blockchain. It can be Ethereum, it can be Polygon, whatever you want, as long as it's EVM compatible. And you are deploying a few smart contracts there that interact with the Cartesi machine. So inside this Cartesi machine, you have the Linux runtime environment. And this runtime is communicating with the blockchain, getting the input and processing whatever you coded there or whatever you implemented there. So for example, if you want to put an AI model running there, you can just send some input data to the blockchain. And then this virtual machine will get this data and process however you coded it to do. So with Linux, the cool thing is everything's developed for Linux first, right? Mm-hmm. So we are always ahead of everything because everything will be compatible.
Much more inclusive for developers too. Yeah. With Ethereum, you having to learn Solidity, and Solidity being the only thing that you can really use is kind of in some ways a setback for a lot of developers who want to start building right away. So it's good that you guys integrate Linux and give them some options.
Exactly. And Solidity, it does have its limitations, right? It's still growing in maturity, but libraries for machine learning, for gaming, complex computations, it will always be a hard thing to do there. And we have a lot of experience in all the history of computers, right? Doing that. So why not bring that and bring the best of both worlds together?
With Cartesi, I know you guys have some projects and use cases. Wanted to talk about a few of them to kind of give people some ideas of what's being done with Cartesi.
Yeah, sure.
I heard about a Doom use case that sounded really, really cool. If you want to touch on that maybe a little bit, or if any others maybe that stand out that you think are pretty cool.
Yeah, of course. So as I said, Cartesi is perfect for complex computations, right? And it's completely verifiable because once you have these Cartesi machines, deterministic machines, you can always reproduce every step someone took during a computation. And it's completely scalable because Solidity, it does how many steps, I think, for a block? I think it's something around 10 million steps in Ethereum, 10 million steps in 13 seconds, while with Linux, you can perform 3.6 billion or something like that, which is a huge difference. So we can actually perform this extremely limited things, extremely rare things to do, per se. And with that, we can run Doom on the Cartesi machine. That happened in a very funny way, actually, because Cartesi community is very present on Twitter. It's very present on Discord. Communities as a whole, right? We're always talking, participating in hackathons. And some guy one day decided to post on Twitter, hey, if Ethereum is the world computer, how come no one managed to run Doom on it yet, right? Because there's this meme that people run Doom everywhere. People actually implemented Doom on Minecraft, on Notepad++, but no one had done it in Ethereum. So this guy from Cartesi, Eduardo, he decided that, hey, challenge accepted, right? And he replied, we have the screenshot, is really fun. Because what he did is he took Doom, he compiled it to the environment where we run, and you basically can play it recording every step you do, and then you can send it to the blockchain for people to verify your steps. So it's an amazing implementation. We do lots of cool stuff with it. For example, on these last ETH Global in Istanbul, we created these cardboard arcade machines, and we place it there, and people could actually play Doom in an arcade, along with other games, right? We also had Snake, for example. We had Antcopter. So plethora of games where people can enjoy and have fun and doing it on-chain, sort of. But it's not limited only to games, right? Games are a cool proof of concept, but you can, as I said, run machine learning models. There was this group that developed ChainGPT, which is basically an attempt of ChatGPT to the blockchain, and you can do it on Cartesi, which is very cool because there are reasons for which you want something to be verifiable. You actually want to be sure that for that input, you got that answer. If you're like, for example, your kids are using the ChatGPT, there are reasons that parents would want that. So there are also, I mean, this last hackathon, we also had a very cool one, Dub3AI, where you could record your voice, teach your voice to this machine learning model, send a text, and it would basically dub that text for you. So lots of cool implementations. Danilo created SimCity. He was a finalist of ETH Global Online with SimCity on the blockchain.
It seems like there's quite a breadth of what you can do on Cartesi, and that's really cool. Is a lot of this developed during like the hackathons, like Cartesi Experiment Week, or is this stuff just cropping up all the time?
Yeah, just to explain to people what is Cartesi Experiment Week, it was this week that lots of us stopped what we were doing to get a better grasp on the tech as a whole, because as the foundation grows, everyone's developing different things, and sometimes we have to integrate the knowledge. So we decided to do very nice implementations. It aligned with the ETH Global. So for example, people could build some solutions like the one I said that Danilo built, the SimCity. Their hackathons tend to be a good place to foster idea. Hackathons, ideathons, and we tend to send those people the rollup.io, for example, which is a catalog of lots of products we built there. it's very good to check. So we have all the projects there with their link to GitHub. So you can clone them, you can test them, you can implement things on top of that, which is a nice experience for developers.
Yeah, I also went to the Cartesi Rollup Lab, and there's a whole bunch of projects in there and what stage they're in and what they're focused on. And it's kind of cool, again, being able to see the wide variety of what's being, you know, built with or experimented on top of Cartesi.
Yeah, we have some good things there you can build on top of. And it's very nice because some of them have, I mean, all of them have a very clear way of how do you use that. Mm-hmm. But some of them even are accompanied by Medium posts, for example, where a guy from my team, he developed this tutorial on how to use MC2Gen to build machine learning applications on Cartesi. So you have a very guided hand-holding tutorial to do that, which is a great way to jump in.
Is there like a developer-focused community side to this as well, where people can kind of, you know, get a little bit of that hand-holding in person, as well as maybe bounce some ideas off of other developers, you know, figure out, you know, what other people are building and maybe taking inspiration, like any like kind of group or community where developers can specifically be together?
Yeah, Discord is the best place to go. Okay. We're very present on Twitter, but our Discord is very live and people are there having arguments all the time about what's the best way to do things, which is really nice. And it's open for discussion. The community is always welcome. We help with any implementation that is needed. If you end up finding whatever bug possible, we will be there to help you and guide you through it. Yes, our Discord is very lively, and we have something that's kind of close to the rollup.io. It's the spotlight channel where you can also look for solutions that are being built and improved upon.
Yes, the other thing I was going to ask about is how developers can get more involved. Like, do you guys have grant programs? Do you have bug bounty opportunities? Like, what are some ways developers can kind of sink their teeth a bit more into Cartesi and learn and be involved?
We do. Actually, the first thing I would suggest to people to do is read through our docs. They are very good docs. Read through Sunodo docs. Sunodo is this tool that really helps you build on Cartesi. And then you can apply to the DevEd seed grants. You can apply to community program seed grant, seeds, CGP, Cartesi community. And then you have our... It's not exactly a bug bounty. We have our honeypot application on the mainnet, which is also a very nice way to interact. So going then one by one, the Cartesi DevEd seed grants are small seed grants with very little bureaucracy for you to apply to a project. We have suggestions of projects, and we also accept custom projects, and they are evaluated by the developer advocate community. And we give up to $5,000 grants for project developed. It can be proof of works, proof of concepts, sorry. It can be tooling for Cartesi. It can be just cool applications, whatever that's technical. Then CGP, right? Cartesi grants. They are community grants program. They are larger grants. They go much, much higher than 5K, but they do have the community input, discussions. There's a council for approving those grants. And yeah, and that's the building part. If you want to interact with it the other way, there's the honeypot that I commented. The honeypot is this application that we put on the mainnet, which is basically an invitation for hackers to come and try to get their bounty, right? We went a little bit back to the old ways. We put, I think right now it's over 60,000 CTSI already, which means it's over $9,000. And every week we put a higher amount there. So it grows, the price grows. And whoever manages to hack it can have it. So it's a nice way to test our security, right? And how well our application is working. Also, we did some cool things with it. So we can, it was developed in a way that it can always change to the newest version of the Cortezi machine. So you're always interacting with our new tech and you always have the challenges of hacking the best version we have yet, which is very good.
Very cool. It seems like there's a lot of ways for developers to get themselves involved. So that's always really good. In terms of like a roadmap, I don't know if that's something you guys have or not, but you know, leading into 2024, are there other features or functionalities that you guys are building into the Cortezi virtual machine or that you want to experiment with or that you want anyone to just kind of keep an eye on?
Oh, there's a lot of things actually, but some of them I don't think I can actually disclose right now, but during the Cortezi experiment week, we could already see we could already see some genius things going on right there. Compatibility, even people trying compatibility with Risk Zero and being successful at that. The compute solution, there are lots of ways to go. Lots of ways to still improve, but we're on a good way.
Cool. I think this is a pretty good place to wrap up. I think we covered most of the questions I had on my end. Where should people go if they want to check out Cortezi? I know there's the website and I know there's the social media, but is the best place to go the communities, the Discord and stuff like that? Or is there any other documentation you would direct people to?
You can always look at our online docs, but I highly recommend you joining our Discord and joining the discussions that are happening there every day. It's the best place to go, best place to interact with the community by far. And there you will find examples for everything you want to do. So it's a really good, really, really good place to start and try things.
Okay, cool. Joao, thank you for taking the time, man. Really do appreciate it. It's great learning more about Cortezi and what can be done through Cortezi versus, you know, traditionally going through the EVM, old EVM route as a developer. You know, some of the ways you guys are improving on those struggles and making it easier for developers, as well as, you know, making it so that they can be more creative and do, you know, what they're best at versus, you know, trying to go through the weeds of figuring everything out with blockchain. So appreciate the time, man. Thank you for explaining. And let's talk again soon.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much.